Reality TV isn't just a modern phenomenon. It's a 7-decade cultural revolution that transformed how we see ourselves. What began with Alan Funt hiding microphones in 1947 evolved into a powerful industry that shapes everything from social media behavior to presidential politics. The dismissive attitude toward reality programming, that it's merely cruel, cheap entertainment destined to disappear, has been proven spectacularly wrong. Instead, these shows captured something essential about human nature that scripted television couldn't access: the mesmerizing tension between authenticity and artifice. What makes someone real on camera? How do we perform ourselves when we know we're being watched? These questions, once confined to academic discussions, now define our everyday digital lives. Reality TV didn't just survive cultural disdain, it rewrote the rules of entertainment and became the dominant storytelling mode of our era. Alan Funt pioneered reality programming by deliberately disrupting social situations to capture authentic reactions. After recording soldiers in WWI's gripe booth, he developed Candid Microphone, later Candid Camera. His breakthrough came while posing as a dentist, provoking a patient by claiming she had no wisdom teeth. This revealed his core formula: engineer scenarios that break social norms to elicit genuine responses. Funt's signature "smile, you're on Candid Camera" reveal transformed potential exploitation into shared experience, providing moral comfort for viewers and dignity for subjects. The show's theme song reinforced that being featured was an honor, not a humiliation. Though intellectual figures like sociologist David Reisman praised the show, critics, including The New Yorker, condemned it as sadistic and anti-human. Funt defended his work until his death, maintaining that his methods revealed truths about human nature that fiction couldn't capture. His controversial approach created the template for modern reality television. Chuck Barris revolutionized television by channeling America's evolving attitudes towards sex and marriage. In 1965, he created The Dating Game, which captured the sexual revolution spirit by featuring contestants flirting through suggestive questions across a wall. His follow-up, The Newlywed Game, 1966, turned marriage into public entertainment by exposing couples' intimate details. The Gong Show, 1976, marked Barris's peak, where he became an unlikely host. His nervous mannerisms, hat-tugging, anxious clapping, and mumbled catchphrases contrasted with typical polished hosts, making him authentically relatable. His empire declined after 1978's controversial Popsicle Twins act and 1979's Three's a Crowd, which sparked protests for featuring marital infidelity. Barris later wrote Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, claiming a double life as a CIA assassin. Though disputed, this blend of truth and fiction reflected the ambiguous nature of his game shows, entertainment that thrived between reality and artifice. PBS's 1973 series, An American Family, made history by documenting the Loud family's real life, including Bill and Pat Loud's marriage dissolution and their son Lance's emergence as television's first openly gay personality. The production captured intimate moments, including Pat asking Bill for divorce on camera, while raising questions about documentary ethics as crew members became deeply involved with their subjects. The Louds faced intense media scrutiny post-premiere, fighting accusations of narcissism and claims of misrepresentation through editing. Though WNET destroyed the outtakes and never commercially released the series, its impact endured through follow-up documentaries, including coverage of Lance's death in 2001. The show demonstrated that unscripted personal drama could rival fictional entertainment, laying groundwork for the reality TV revolution that would emerge 2 decades later. Mike Darnell, a former child actor turned TV executive, revolutionized television through his keen understanding of audience appetites. Starting from a library job at Fox's KTTV, he worked his way up through bold moves and ratings analysis to become Fox's head of specials by 1994. His breakthrough came with Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, which became Fox's highest-rated special despite its dubious authenticity. Like P.T. Barnum, Darnell mastered the art of blending truth and fiction, establishing a template for the cynical credulity that would later define reality TV and media culture. Darnell then launched a series of successful low-budget clip shows, like When Animals Attack and The World's Deadliest Swarms. His innovation lay in repurposing existing content, news footage, and surveillance videos into compelling entertainment that drew huge audiences despite critical disdain. His partnership with producer Mike Fleiss produced Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire in 2000, where 50 women competed to marry an unseen millionaire. Though the show imploded amid controversy, its massive ratings proved reality TV's commercial viability. Despite Fox's temporary retreat from reality programming, other networks quickly recognized its potential, secretly courting Darnell for his expertise. Survivor masterfully combined hidden camera pranks, game shows, and real-life drama. British producer Charlie Parsons originated the concept, initially called Survive, and after years of rejection, the breakthrough came with the introduction of Immunity, Protection from Elimination. This transformed the show into a three-act drama of tribal competitions, rewards, and elimination councils. The format first aired in Sweden in 1996. Mark Burnett, a former British paratrooper, acquired the rights in 1998 and struck an innovative deal with CBS, where sponsors would fund production in exchange for half the advertising revenue. Filming began on Malaysia's Pulau Tiga in March 2000, where two contrasting tribes emerged, the vacation-minded Pagam and the strategic Tagi, where Richard Hatch led a secret alliance. The season centered on whether strategic gameplay was ethically acceptable. The finale, featuring Sue Hawk's famous snake and rat speech, drew 57.3 million viewers, establishing reality television as a dominant force in network programming. Reality television evolved from a dismissed fad to a dominant cultural force. What began with Alan Funt's hidden microphones transformed not just television, but politics, social media, and self-presentation. By the early 2000s, a new generation embraced reality TV as legitimate, creating shared cultural references and fan communities. Shows like The Bachelor established manipulative production techniques, with producers incentivized for emotional breakdowns on camera. The Apprentice crafted Trump's business genius image, while The Real Housewives franchise openly embraced its artificiality with participants performing exaggerated personas. Trump's presidency, with its reality TV-style moments from his escalator announcement to staged cabinet meetings, exemplified the merger of entertainment and politics. While some industry figures like Mike Fleiss viewed Trump's rise as damaging to the genre, others noted that multiple institutions enabled him for profit. Reality television fundamentally altered our relationship with entertainment, celebrity, and identity. It created a world where ordinary people could become famous for being themselves, where authenticity became both valued and performative, and where public and private life merged. The genre didn't merely reflect culture, it reshaped it into a society of simultaneous performers and audiences.